Ask the architects, Georgia Bogie Williams and Priya Nahol. Newly qualified architects Georgia Bogie Williams and Priya Nahol discuss what they enjoy about being at Perkins & Will, who recently merged with Penyoir and Prasad and have invested in a program to foster young talent within the practice. What made you want to become an architect? George, the notion of architecture didn't come to me until quite late. I was in sixth form when I realized that my skills as an illustrator could lead to my future career path. I realized I could do something in design. This initially started off as product design, but I realized when I found it challenging to maintain the good grades that I needed for university that I hadn't defined exactly what it was I wanted to study. Understanding the direction I wanted my career to take was a result of completing my Art Foundation course. Priya, when considering a career and the studies to get there, I wanted to ensure I was operating at the intersection of creativity and academics. I have always loved cities, spaces, and the way in which people interact with them. I decided to make this the focus of my architectural path. What stage are you at now? Priya, I have recently passed my Part 3 architectural studies and have now fully qualified as an architect. I found the year in which I was balancing full-time work and architecture studies very intensive, but also very rewarding. Learning about the business side of an architecture firm has been surprisingly enjoyable. Understanding how contracts are signed and partnerships have been made has given me insight into the processes and technicalities of a professional practice. It has been really interesting to learn about planning, procurement, contracts, insurance and practice management in terms of fees and resourcing. George, I have just finished my Part 3 course in Professional Practices Diploma. I studied externally at Westminster. The course was done mainly online and gave me an opportunity to understand the inner workings of the industry. Combining study and work allowed for greater insight to the industry, and this has been helpful in starting out my career. What made you want to join Perkins & Will in terms of architectural reputation? George, I joined Penyoir & Prasad because I was inspired by the work they were producing, and became part of Perkins & Will when the merger occurred. Sun & Prasad's brilliant reputation within the field was a key motivation. Priya, over the years and during my studies I have always observed and admired Perkins & Will's work. I wanted to be part of a larger establishment that worked across diverse sectors. I knew this would allow for cross-collaboration, and also allow me to gain experience in sectors that I had not yet been exposed to. The international reputation was also a major draw. Having seen some of the wonderful international projects and competitions, I knew P&W was something I wanted to be a part of. What have you enjoyed most about working at the London studio so far? George, it has allowed me to gain experience through collaboration on projects in industries I hadn't come across before. Meeting such a large group of people with varying skills and expertise has been really enlightening, and it's taught me a lot about the industry and architecture more broadly. Priya, the camaraderie provides a good balance to the hybrid working situation but also allows you to ask and participate in direct conversations with fellow colleagues. This has been particularly useful during my Part 3 studies as I am able to learn from others around me. Does the London studio have a US feel? George, the global firm does seem to carry something of an American feel, however, the London studio maintains its British cultural identity and uniqueness. Do you hope to be / are you involved with projects like the Innovation Incubator? George, it would be great to be in the conversations. The world is rapidly evolving, and those of us in architecture are at the helm of adapting our spaces to this evolution. Is the global connectedness essential within a large practice like P&W challenging when you are beginning your career, or inspiring, or both? George, being globally connected is a great way to experience different techniques, technologies and design methods that inform the work that we do. Not only that, but it gives greater breadth to the social understanding of what we do regarding impact and professionalism. Priya, it's definitely inspiring. It was a key factor in me wanting to work for the firm, and while there are obviously challenges to operating on a global scale, being able to be so close to it at this stage of my career is something for which I'm really grateful. Are you made very aware of the company's diversity and inclusion programs and what benefits do you believe they bring? George, not only am I aware of it, I have had the joy of being a part of the London Diversity, Engagement, and Inclusion Workgroup of Perkins & Will London. We focus on how we are all contributing to office culture and how we can improve as a studio. Priya, I'm aware of these programs, they are fantastic, and allow all members of the studio to participate in activities and events which share insights and cultures across the practice. These programs are also a great way to raise awareness on certain issues. They also help in challenging and improving the way we work and how we can be more inclusive in both practice and design. What has been your biggest challenge so far since joining the firm? George, lockdown. Receiving the mentorship and assistance needed to develop within the firm was naturally harder because I was not around my peers and leaders day to day. It is important for everyone to have a sense of progression and growth, and the impacts of lockdown somewhat hindered the ability to be able to achieve these goals in a face-to-face capacity. Priya, the biggest challenge so far has probably been adjusting from working from home during the COVID-19 situation to then integrating back into the studio in person. I joined after the Penyoir and Prasad merger, and it was interesting seeing how both establishments integrated. What projects are you working on currently and in what capacity? Priya, one of the most exciting things I've been working on is the strategy and phasing of an overall hospital master plan in London. George, I have recently had the opportunity to work on more life sciences projects. This is rather new for me, but it is very exciting as the COVID-19 pandemic has made it apparent that there is space for this industry to develop and grow. So far, I have assisted with the design process and creating documentation material for these projects. Please explain the most exciting aspects of your current work so far. Priya, as I'm still fairly new, I have been finding learning about the firm and the way in which we function to be exciting. I love to be a part of it, and understanding how I can contribute to such a great culture and institution has been really rewarding. George, for me, the most exciting aspects have been experiencing the development in technology within design methods and how that has aided in the design process. Do you feel able to achieve the right work-life balance? Priya, work-life balance has been a hot topic within the industry. Finding it is something I have struggled with over the years, and this comes hand in hand with studying at the same time as working. I think the industry needs to improve work-life balance generally. It is about breaking the stigma of working late within the culture, and making sure we are prioritizing life matters. George, there is always room for improvement. I do really appreciate when senior members of the studio remind us of this and encourage us to pursue a better balance. Do you have one big design and architecture goal? George, during my Part 3 studies, many conversations from society have come into the realms of architecture, including diversity. Being a member of this industry, and of African descent, I am looking to be the best version of myself in a continuously evolving discipline. I would like to be involved in growing the offering of opportunities for those of a similar background to me, who are beginning to navigate through this field. It has been refreshing to explore my own interpretations of vernacular, and this has given students the confidence to approach me to express their views on architecture in a professional environment. Priya, my driving ambition is to create a built environment which can elicit an emotional response within us, and in doing so, helps change how end users interact with their communities. I am motivated by helping people deal with some stark issues occurring in society today by providing a sense of security, belonging and empowerment through a considered use of space, light and materiality while ensuring inclusive design. Ultimately, I like to meet client needs and aspirations. I want to continue to hone my skills and continue to learn, and I would like to build on what I have enjoyed the most in practice and studying and take this forward in the future. Have you managed to meet any clients yet, and what was the experience like? George, I have met clients on the most recent project I have been working on. We met for a kickoff meeting to refine the requirements of the project. It was a great step in my career to begin to build these professional relationships. Priya, I have been fortunate enough to meet the client on 101 Commercial Road. This was a smaller project done in the office, and we would have weekly meetings with the client in the office. This was a great experience in conversing with the client and talking through design options and strategies. I've really enjoyed seeing this side of architecture. It has helped me communicate in an effective manner but also expand my architectural vernacular. George Obogi Williams and Priya Naha are both recently qualified Part 3 architects at Perkins & Will, pending registration.